Federal government officials say despite national grid collapses, power has been better during the Buhari's administration. That's a conversation for the next hour. Has electricity improved under the current administration? You are going to tell me because you use the power. Welcome to the Morning Crossfire. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. And before we go on, today's a good day to play the treasure hunt. I want you to have 5,000 naira. That's a good deal, right? So if you do not have a Nigeria Info mobile app, right now, go download the app on your Play Store. Just find it. You find the NI app. It's green and yellow. Download it. And so the treasure hunt goes live right now because I want to choose a winner in time. And today, I want you to go to the app, open it, search everywhere in the app. Good luck to you because you have to search everywhere. Here's what you're looking for. You're looking for a picture of the National Art Theatre. The National Art Theatre. That's what you're looking for. Once you find that picture, click on it. Fill in your details correctly. The first person, it's not everybody, the first person to submit the details will see the first person from here. That will be my winner today. And you get 5,000 naira just like that. So if you want to play the treasure hunt, your time to start is right now. Now, let's set up the conversation now, shall we? Yesterday, Tuesday, the presidency defended the national grid collapse under the current administration, saying that the situation has actually improved from what we had in the past. If you're on Twitter, you might have followed the back and forth on the matters of the national grid, including the presidential assistant on digital and new media to the president, Bashir Ahmed, tweeting about this, as well as Tolu Ogunlesi, who also had a back and forth on this also on Twitter. He's a special assistant to the president, also on digital and new media. Now, here's a tweet from Tolu Ogunlesi. It says, I'm assuming you haven't come across the official data from TCN Nigeria. It compares and shows us in his tweet that 109 grid collapses happened between 2010 and 2013. 97 happened between 2014 and June 2019. It says 2010 had the highest of that decade at 42. Or do you mean, I'm sure he means the lowest, because 42 is the lowest in this category. Is saying that he's asking us, Nigeria Info, to help fact check these numbers. Okay, so these are the numbers. Now, also, it says this suggests increasing grid stability, which doesn't mean that we still do not have major grid issues, but maybe we're headed in the right direction. So there's a list here from the TCN that shows the grid collapses that we've had in Nigeria. So pay attention to this. 2010, there were 42 grid collapses. 2011, there were 19 grid collapses. 2012, there were 24 grid collapses. The same in 2013. 2014, there were 13 grid collapses. 2015, 10 grid collapses. 2016, 28 grid collapses. 2017, there were 24 grid collapses. 2018, 13 grid collapses. 2019, it came down to 10. And as the 2020, there were 4. That's the lowest in 10 years. Okay. That's not all. He says that from 42 grid collapses in 2010 to 4 in 2020, it says it sounds like the kind of progress we should be highlighting. It says nobody says all is well from it, but maybe we're going in the right direction. Now, we have also confirmed this is the system collapses between 2010 and 2019. I'm going to give you the figures right now. In 9 years, 206 grid collapses were recorded in Nigeria. 10 of these incidents occurred, 109 rather, of these incidents happened between 2010 and 2013. From 2014 to 2019, there were 97. So that's a difference of 12, meaning that the grid collapses we've experienced have actually reduced. Do you understand that? Now, the Punch also reported the collapse of the national grid 27 times in the last 3 years. And the latest data from the Nigeria system, electricity system operator, which I've just run you by, also shows this. Now, the number of times the national grid suffered a collapse fell to 4 in 2020, from 10 in 2019 and 13 in 2018, according to data. The grid recorded 25 total collapses in the period under review, where 2 were partial. Now, A total system collapse means total blackout nationwide. If you have light, you have to tell me where you got it from. While partial system collapse is a failure of a section of the grid that's affecting a part of the grid. This is according again to NESO. That's the Nigerian Electricity System Operator. In the same vein, Bashir Ahmed, who is the president's personal assistant on digital and new media, also reacted to the collapse of the national grid. He maintained the power has improved under Buhari's administration. He explained that the collapse of the national grid was caused by a weak transmission system which was inherited from previous administration. In a tweet, the presidential aide recalled that Nigeria experienced four collapses in 2020 and 42 in 2010. According to Ahmed, I quote, "When we're ready to have this conversation, we'll know that the power sector has improved under this administration." Well, we are ready to have that conversation. That's why it's top on the burner today. Now, Mr. Felix Ofulue, the head corporate communications Ikeja Electric, confirmed the development to the news agency of Nigeria in Lagos that the national grid collapsed on Monday at 10:40 a.m., resulting in blackouts in some parts of the country. Now, barely 24 hours, some parts of the country were thrown into darkness following another system collapse. So 2 days back and back to back, running 3 days now, there have been two system collapses and there is no electricity. So we're going to compare. The president was speaking earlier this year on an interview on Channel Television. He was asked about power. This was in January this year. And Nigeria has a capacity to produce 13 megawatts of electricity or thereabout, but we currently generate around 4,000 megawatts on the national grid. Now, in May 2018, the president queried the spending of $16 billion on power projects under the administration of former President Olusegun Obasanjo. He was speaking with channels, like I said earlier, and he said that he wasn't happy with the situation right now. Let me quote the president. He says, "I'm not happy because I identify that no country can develop without infrastructure, and infrastructure means road, rail, and power. This government is working very hard on the road. Try to imagine what was happening between Lagos and Ibadan 6 months ago and what it is now." So it goes on to talk about infrastructure. He was asked to shed more light on why electricity supply is not stable in the country. He noted that although the TCN, that's the Transmission Company of Nigeria, is 100% government-owned, that the government inherited discos. So we've had conversations back and forth on discos and how they came about. And you know how that's happened. I've interviewed here on the show. I wanted to bring Ayo Ekwo, but we've had Sam Amadi on Nigeria Info, on the Morning Crossfire, on Hard Facts, on our major shows back and forth. So now, I want you to be fair in assessing this government with the figures that you have. Is electricity better under this current administration? Would you admit to it that, it's better. Yeah, but being better, what does it change? Do we still have electricity if you have fewer collapses, grid collapses, but we're not generating enough power? So we're still struggling with 4,000 megawatts for the whole of the country. Remove system collapse. That means the whole of the country still has to work with 4,000 megawatts. That's aside the ones that get lost in transmission. Okay. My work is done. The rest is up to you. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 01465-7190. Let's talk. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, you want to comment on this electricity you just spoken
Please
about.
Go ahead.
See, there is no right-talking person that will tell you it's better. You understand? Those guys that were complaining, that were spokesperson of the president that are talking, they live where there's constant electricity. You cannot come on the street, sample opinions of people, and they will tell you electricity is better. But they don't live life, 20 minutes of life, in this Lagos state. You understand? And you are saying electricity is not better. And why are they always comparing themselves to the past? Why are they not doing what they're supposed to do and leave the past alone? Those are the things they promised us they would do. Why are they always comparing they inherited the past generation? But you got to say they can do it. That's why they were on that street. Why are they always comparing? Electricity is a sham. It's not working at this age and time.
Thank you very much for calling. Good morning, hello. You have 60 seconds. Never forget that. Hello.
Sean Lady, good morning.
Morning, sir. Welcome.
Enough of this past blame game. Okay, we have more breakdown. 2013, 2014, 2015. Then this one you have only to break down. You say you can do it. That's why you get into there. The former triple minister did this, tell lies for how many years, and they left. Up to today, we are still in darkness, and you are telling me this. I don't know how they succeed in deceiving Nigerians. That man that is making this system, this story, and somebody will come and say, yes, it's the best thing that happened to Nigeria. We all are in for it. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Thank you for keeping the time also. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
This is Joy calling. Wow. People have no shame. I spend more money on fueling my generator every day. If I calculate for you, since this APC enter power, now they are claiming the light is better. Can Ghana talk about lights now? Well, I don't know what to tell them this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, good morning.
And also,
hello?
Are you with me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Just call again if you're able to. Hello, good morning.
It's quite unfortunate how we keep talking about light, and some people will come around to say that this is better. I used to pay 1,800 naira for light before now. And now, 10,000 naira is not sufficient for me in a month. And somebody is telling me it is better. It is not even enough. Before the end of the month, I have to recharge that meter again. Mm. And since the past 2 weeks, okay, now by Sunday it will be 3 weeks, that I have not had a blink of light in my apartment. And somebody will come on air to say it is better. It is not any way better by my calculation. Even if I have to pay 5,000 naira and it is constant, I still feel, okay, maybe it's because it's constant. That is why there is an increment. But 10,000 naira and yet there is no life. I cannot imagine how somebody will come on here to say it is better. Have a good morning.
Thank you very much for calling me. Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Are you ready?
Good morning. What nonsense is this? Sorry, good morning.
Okay.
Concerning this light matter, my sister, honestly, I'm just short of words. I don't know what's wrong with these people. When you are incompetent, you are incompetent. They failed Nigerians totally. I don't want to complain about my office or my house. There's no light anywhere. You pay money for fuel. These people have made life miserable for all Nigerians. And they could just come out and shamelessly be defending what is wrong. So, because you meet a situation like this, so you want to, when you meet a bad situation, so you are comparing what you met on ground. What did you elect these people for in the first place from 2015 to now? It's changed life for everybody. Business are collapsing. Everything is going down. Anybody that tells you that is not feeling any pinch from this government, that person is a thief from the government. They are making money from them. Otherwise, I don't see anything to celebrate about this government. Is it the road they are building? They are building roads. There is no security. Because if you want to talk, they say they've been building infrastructure. When you build road and the road, there is nobody that can use the road. What are you building it for? When you want to even go from here to come on in Ibadan, you are not guaranteed of your life, of going and coming back to join your family safely. I'm just really, really upset. But I want to thank the people at Nigeria for the good job that people are doing. God bless the all of you.
Thank you very much. It's Nigeria Info. Thank you for your call. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning.
Yes, I'm at work right now. My name is Bola.
Yes.
But I live in Isheri. I deliberately want to stay where I live.
Okay.
Because it's not as if I'm speaking for this government or anything. And I don't think they have done well so far, you know, judging by other things. But this life thing, my own personal experience, I have at least 18 hours light every day. Every day. I'm not talking about the tariffs. I'm not talking about any other thing.
Just the availability.
Every day. Go.
Your line. Well, but we got your drift. Okay, so that's Isheri where she says, thank you for calling. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning. My name is Victor. I'm calling from Papa.
Welcome. I can hear you. Go ahead. I can hear you, Victor. Go ahead.
Yeah, in Papa, there's no light for 4 days now. And they are bringing bills of almost something thousand. So it's not, the government is lying, and you'll face it in 2023. That's my belief.
There's no light over the past 4 days because there's a grid collapse. There's a national grid collapse, right? That's why there's no light in many areas. Good morning, hello. No, this is bad. Good morning, hello. Are you there? Hello.
Hello, mommy. Good morning.
Good morning.
I think Ambode left before this guy came in, Shawolu.
Yes.
Okay. So the last administration was just after 4 years, Abby. So they are talking of last. They are the last administration. So I don't know who they are comparing themselves with. And you knew all these things before you came in. Now, what are you doing about them? Why are they always calling about the last administration? People are being billed. Everything. Nobody has meter. People are being overcharged for light. And then they have the mouth to talk about last administration. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. I'm on Skype now. For those who are outside the country, good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Wemimo, there is something called in Africa, in Nigeria, there is something called juju. I know we all heard about juju. And let me tell you, these current APC leaders, they have used juju or not. Let me use that word. Because how can you think of it? Just a few years ago, the whole Nigeria came and protested when the fuel was increased to 87 naira. Mm-hmm. Now, the same fuel is 250 and we are all sitting quietly. No be juju be that. Thank you, Wemo. Good morning.
Says not be juju be that. Now, most of Nigeria's electricity is generated through thermal and hydropower sources. The main source of electricity for Nigeria is from fossil fuels, especially gas, that accounts for about 86% of the capacity in Nigeria. The other comes from hydropower sources. So when there's no rain, when the weather is hot, the dams are not producing enough water, it will affect power generation. So that's one of the reasons you see that during hot seasons, there is less, you don't have light as much. Now, there's a report here that I also like to run you through just so you can have a broad overview of this electricity matter. Now, in 2018, the vice president, data from his office, that's the advisory power team, showed about 29 power generation plants are currently in operation in the country. That's at 2018. Now, these plants had an overall generation capacity of 12,000 megawatts. Now, the mapping of the locations of these plants shows that from the webpage of the advisory power team, you can see that with the exception of Niger and Kogi State, which hosts three hydropower gencos, Kanji, Jeba, Shiroro plants, and the others are all located in the state in the south. Now, 12 states which host power stations that generate power used in the country are Niger, Lagos, Ogun, Rivers, Abia, Imo, Ondo, Cross River, Bayelsa, Edo, Kogi, and Delta states. There's a Kanji hydropower station which was completed in 1968. It had an installed generating capacity of 760 megawatts. I can't run you through all of them. Now, remember that also in the ongoing amendments of the Nigerian constitution, lawmakers raised, there's a bill that was before the House for states to now generate and transmit electricity. Right? Let me give you details of that. States can now, when passed into law. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling.
My name is Ahmad. I'm calling from Lagos Island. Yeah, talking about the light.
Why is your radio on?
Okay,
you don't wait for me to tell that. I gave you a few seconds to adjust yourself. You know the correct thing to do. Kindly do it. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
When you are,
yes, I can hear
you. I want to contribute to the discussion.
Yeah, please go ahead.
Like other callers have said, it's unfortunate that this administration is comparing themselves to past administrations. I am at a filling station now in Lekki. I can't even buy the diesel at 7, whatever it is. I can't. The lady that called for me, Sherry, wherever. I live in an estate in Lekki. We have light 24/7. But I'm just one person in the midst of millions of Nigerians that don't see light. They don't see light in weeks, in months, and in years.
So what are we talking about? So the fact that I have light in my own estate doesn't mean that the administration is doing well for anybody, including me. Because if my friends don't have light, I also don't have light. And if they're not happy, I can't be happy. So this administration has not done well at all. I'm turning out of a filling station because of this national grid collapse. We don't have light in my estate. And I'm turning into three filling stations on Lekki axis, and there's no diesel for me to buy to power my generator. So what are we talking about? Dollar is almost 600. This government has failed us completely.
Thank
they
you
should
very
be ashamed of themselves, all of them, no exception.
Thank you
they
for
should
calling.
Be ashamed of themselves and apologize to Nigerians. And Nigerians should wake up and not vote this set of people again.
Thank you very much for calling. I have a break coming up. Don't worry, I'll return to take more of your calls. I've given you the data. Is power better under this administration? You tell me when I return from the break. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. This is the Morning Crossfire. Don't go away.
This is an infomercial.
Comparing data, and I've read the data also to you, we've had reduced the number of grid collapses in the country. However, the peak of power generation that we've had is still less than 5,000 megawatts. We have a capacity to generate about 13,000 megawatts. We've never had more than 5,000. We've not had even 5,000, 4,000 plus megawatts, right? So, and this is for the whole of the country. Now, remember that in the constitutional amendment, there's a bill that was before the Senate, which they passed. The bill is for an act to alter the provision of the Constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria to allow states to generate, transmit, and distribute electricity in areas covered by the national grid and for other matters. This was passed, but of course, it still has to go to the state assemblies and return to the president for assent. I'm asking you to tell me from where you are. Is power better, like the presidency claims through its media aid? You tell me. 0700-993-993-993. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
You're calling a female line. Why are you doing that? Call a male line. Hello. Good morning. Ooh, sorry about that. One more and then I go on to social media. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
I'm Akunji.
Welcome.
This light issue always is here in Ibejileki, especially the coastal side. It's been long we even see light.
Mm-hmm. Really? Like how long?
So this, like 6 months ago.
6 months
and
ago?
I'm telling you.
Why?
We don't even have the facts.
You don't have what?
The last time I can say there is light here was when the Mr. Governor visited the Lekki Free Trade Zone. He came to commission the project. That was the last time.
So what exactly is the problem? You don't have a transformer or you should be under eco-electric?
Eco-electric.
So what's the problem?
We have the answer.
Well, thank you for calling. I'm on WhatsApp now. I'm trying to catch up with your messages here. Let me take them randomly. Felix from Aja says, I still feel politicians are raising money from Nigerians stylishly. See their strategy. Put up the light. Nigerians will run to buy PMS or diesel. Or kerosene will also increase in cost. Yes, they must still pay for electricity bill. All these politicians take it or leave it. Talking about better power supply under this administration, are we using Lagos State to justify it or the whole of Nigeria? If it's for the whole of Nigeria, no comment. Well, you know, you have to give me a comment. Omolewa Sunday, we're talking the whole of Nigeria here. Since 2020 till now, federal government did not spend money on power like the first years of this administration. The priority of government is coronavirus investment. You say you confirmed this from an engineer of the Siemens company. You won't stay anonymous. I think we need to look into this cost too. Yeah, sure. Because it's unimaginable why they're increasing their tariff despite the non or low existing power being generated. I was billed 59,000 naira by Ikeja Electric for the month of February when I didn't even have a stable 8 hours supply a day. In Bajuleki, my name is Tiye. I hope it's Tiye or Tiye. For 3 years now, I stayed there without light. Really? and why every time Lagos Ibadan Express Road is the only infrastructure they've done in 7 years. No, it's not the only one, actually. It's no, in fairness, it's not the only one. Calls we've received so far this morning on this power issue, the score is 7-1. The mass is 7, government 1. At the end of your program, total all the calls and you see that this government has failed woefully. Well, believe me when I say that this present administration thrives on propaganda and lies. How can they claim the power or light has improved in this dispensation? Truth is nothing works under this administration, said Edozie Jean Naji on WhatsApp. One more, and then I'll go on to Twitter. Please, why are they still giving us bills when there is no light? Lawal Adekunle is asking me. Morning, Rospire. Wise people don't talk about failed issues. They prefer, I'm sure you mean prefer, solutions. And the solution is to vote out APC, PDP, ABGA, and to get all we need in Nigeria. Peter from Aja says, good job. Thank you very much. The past situation is a big shame. Even though billions have been spent, we're worse off than we were in 2013, says Ladikbo. Let's put sentiment apart. Electricity supply is better in my area under this administration, although it's expensive, for Amaye from Arikbo on WhatsApp. Let me take this one from Satellite Town. It says, we don't have light. My wife usually stock up our freezer with soup and stews in the past. For the past few months, we have to remove them because they were all going bad. Now I'm on Facebook. Where do we start from here? How do I call this name now? Jeff. Says it's funny, every time this government fails in any sector, they compare with the past administration. What a shame. APC is the worst thing that's happened to us. Ebby Amber says a colossal failure. President Buhari's call on electricity is zero with the dot in the middle. Order Kenneth, there is nothing that has improved in this administration. It's so sad that someone will come out to say that it's better, but 2023 will soon be here. Also, Francis is watching from Enugu State. Okay, you're talking about a vision fall. I'm not talking about that. Biodu Maduka, let's say this properly. Is life better under this party? Is life under the APC government better than what it was under the PDP? As bad as we thought things were, the PDP was, this is borderline evil, and we're choosing between two devils. Samuel Ali says, Wemimo, I just realized yesterday that kerosene, the only means of cooking for the downtrodden, cost a whooping 600 naira per liter, and I was stunned. This simply is wickedness on the part of our leaders. Brighty Fiani Chiku Enwa Chinaimere, yes. Eto. It says it's very simple. What we are generating and transmitting before they took over, and what are we generating now? You see clearly there is no improvement. In generation, no improvement. At on that card is Samuel, quite unfortunate that we've been continuously fooled daily that electricity is better. Comparatively, the capacity as of 2015 is still less as at when this government took over. Grid breakdown is not the issue, but lack of development. Dauda Balogu on Facebook, please, there's no water or light, no fall, everything is working, just look around you. I'm going over to YouTube where Odunlami Olufojude. Good morning, Wemimo. Can we start importing energy from advanced countries? We should go and import energy again. When you're flaring gas away that could be converted to make electricity. Okay. I'm on Twitter now at Nigeria Info FM. Let's take a few comments from here. Where do I start from now? Joy Forever says, everything about this government is just pure propaganda. Tariffs were increased as much as 1,000%. I can't confirm the percent right now. It says, yes, we have not crossed 6,000 megawatts threshold. No, we haven't. We've done 4,005 something. Yet more consumers, new houses, light has been poor. Hope the new law of state generation actually works. I hope that it also does. Gosh, give me a minute. But Nigeria give light to other countries. Yes, we do. We also export electricity.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. My name is Joy.
Welcome, Joy.
Okay. Wemimo.
Yes, yes.
See, even as we speak now, we don't have light. So when they say that the light improved in this administration, I just begin to wonder. Because I had sometime, was it last year, that taking off subsidy from electricity, you know, tariff. Now, tariff is high. You actually don't have light. You don't have diesel to actually power your gen. What do they actually want Nigerians to do? They are actually inflicting hardship on people. It is not fair. At least if you're taking subsidy away from diesel, let us have subsidy on electricity and let us have light, so that manufacturers can actually do what they need to do. Mm-hmm. So that at least we'll have a sukkah somewhere, my name. I don't know what this administration, they keep up with their propaganda and lies and all that lies upon lies. In fact,
thank you for calling. You are so frustrated about that. I could hear that. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning to you. What's your name, sir?
Hello. Good morning.
I can hear you. What's your name?
Yeah. This is Roger from Surulere.
Please go ahead.
This electricity something.
Yes.
That's what I want to talk about.
Please go ahead. Go on.
Actually, there's no improvement in anything electric. This government is the worst thing to happen to Nigeria. There's no improvement in any way. All we get is high bill. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for calling. Yeah, talking about Nigeria supplying electricity. let me take you to a report. So Nigeria supplies electricity to about 4 countries. In June 2021, the government also made plans to sell a bit more electricity and to make power purchase through a $570 million North Core power transmission line that is currently being built. Now, the Nigerian government says it will sell electrical power through its generation companies that's being built to 4 West African countries. And these are Togo, Burkina Faso, Republic of Benin, and Niger Republic. The acting managing director of the TCN and chairman of an executive board of the West African Power Pool, WAP, Sule Abdulaziz, said these, that, let me quote, "The power we will be selling is a power that is not needed in Nigeria. Those generators that are going to supply power to this transmission line, those ones going outside Nigeria, are going to generate that power specifically for this project. So it is unutilized power." The power that is not enough for us in Nigeria. We want to make some more money by selling it to other countries. It says, well, Nigeria will benefit from the deal in terms of revenue and job creation. It said that the 4 countries are expected to make the power purchase through the $570 million North Core power transmission line that is being built. The North Core project is funded by the World Bank, the French Development Council, and the African Development Bank, and is expected to be completed in 2 years. So it should be ready next year. Got it? Okay. Good morning. Hello? Hello? No, that's a poor line. Hello, good morning. Okay, you're not there anymore. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Wemimo.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, Wemimo, this is so sad.
Why is your radio on, ma'am?
Sorry. For the other man that called all the way from Ibeju, like, he's not lying. My name is Omi.
Mm-hmm.
He's not lying. From my home part, now, for the past 3 weeks, we only have light 30 minutes. As of yesterday, they brought it around 9 a.m. and took it around 9:30, thereabouts. It was so sad, and they are bringing bills for what you are not even consuming. So I'm part in the Bejuleki, like the man said, 6 months, no light. They have transformer. Some are using prepaid. Some are using estimated bill. And nothing is done. This is so sudden. What you don't have, you can't give. But our own leader, they say charity begins at home. Their own charity did not begin at home. What we are not even enjoying. They are selling out.
Yeah, we're selling. We're selling.
That to show that they don't care. I have a sister-in-law who stays in Shangotedo. I think what they are doing and why they are saying this to us, based on their own statistic, is because the rich are getting light in some estates. They are having contact like 24/7. They don't know what the common man is facing.
Right, I hear you. Thank you very much. Now, Nigeria currently sells light to electricity to Niger Republic and Benin Republic. And according to the managing director of the Nigerian Bulk Electricity Trading, Nnaemeka Iwelukwa, says, this is a report as of 2021, that Nigeria sells electricity to Niger Republic and Benin Republic, and those transactions of recent have been more driven by specific generation companies like the NDPHC. So we have generation companies that generate lights just to sell. It says at the heart of the transactions is the issue of the damming of the river. We have dammed the river, and if we don't provide electricity to the countries that are upstream on the river, they can also build their own dams, which will create a major crisis for the country. So it's strategic. We're trying to make sure that they don't now dam their own river, which will reduce our own generation. So we'll make our own dam here, so we sell to them so that they don't create their own. Do you understand that logic? That's, I hope you get it, because if you don't get it, just forget about it. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Thank you for calling. Yes, sir.
Yeah, my name is Samuel.
Yeah.
One thing I want to point out is it's not really about how often the nation's grid is being shut down.
Mm.
What the government needs to tell us is, has there been generation? Has our input improved since the other regime? And one thing is, those areas, like the other lady called in, Isheri, she is true about it. But there's something called dedicated feeders. Like that Isheri, there are estates surrounding Isheri. So definitely, those people in those areas will enjoy a possibly increased amount of supply, because those estates are supplied through dedicated feeders.
Mm-hmm.
And there is something called lifeline crew. Those lifeline could work on all those lines that supply power to other countries. Nigeria is the one country that you will see that our own charity doesn't begin at all. We have less power supply in the country, and we are selling. And those lifeline members, they are always there. Either there is thunderstorm, either there is anything.
Hmm.
Lifeline meaning that you can climb up and work on other transmission lines, even at a high voltage. So one thing that we Nigerians need to know is not about nations collapse.
National
grid. It's about, is there increase in generation?
Thank you very much. My time's almost up. Bashir Ahmed in his tweet yesterday also said that engineer Abubakar Aliyu, that is the Minister of Power, holds emergency meeting with all stakeholders in the power sector to address the current power crisis. At the meeting, according to this tweet, the minister stated, I quote, that stakeholders must work together to make electricity more stable. How are they going to work together? What precisely are they going to do to make sure that we have increased generation, that we do not lose a lot in transmission, that we use the gas that we're flaring appropriately, and that we generally just have more light? A different conversation is about the tariff, but the availability of the light is the first conversation. So with this viewpoint of mine, ladies and gentlemen, I need to go. I thank you all for joining the show today. Last week, we had started a conversation with here a doctor. An ophthalmologist was here as we talked about glaucoma awareness week last week. You had a lot of questions. So many of you in my DMs. So I've asked him to come back tomorrow for a Health Thursday. So 8 a.m. tomorrow, we'll talk about your eyes again, and he will answer a few more questions that you might have. 5 a.m., the show begins tomorrow. I'm on social media as Wemi More Sport. After the news at 9, Jimmy Lisi will be here with Daily Digest. Then it will be time for the Techers. There's the Sunny Side. There's Hard Fact. And there's a lot more coming up throughout the day. My name is Wemi More Ade. When you follow me on social media, that's Wemi More Sport. There we keep talking some more. And have a great day.
And sports after this.
Yo! 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.